There's a new documentary about West African immigrants in New York who are chasing the American dream. But are they finding what they expected?
This dream of America is like a virus.
You get so much information from the media about the U.S., so the curiosity is universal.
There is the perception that money grows on trees.
That dollar is so almighty in the eyes of Africa that everybody wants to come and think it's so easy when you get here.
The movie Dollars and Dreams was co-produced and directed by Jeremy Rocklin. The film features Sidi Ibrahima, an immigrant from the Ivory Coast. Sidi told me what motivated him to come to the U.S.
America, you know, since we kid, you know, always we see on TVs, we see the movies, and what they say about America is always, it's a country of opportunity. And there's also, you know, freedom. And it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult when you come in. But outside, what you hear is a totally different. But my choice came from, you know, on the perspective of freedom and opportunity.
It sounds like even though things have worked out for you in the long run, you had some hard moments. Give me an example of one of the toughest moments that you had once you'd come here to the States.
Yeah, the hard moment was to be integrated, you know, to have a, you know, working permit and, you know, green card. That was a very, very difficult. And also, when I started driving a cab, I had a one day confrontation with, you know, some drug dealer. I was a one-time shot, and that was a really, really difficult situation for me. And, you know, from that day, I decided, you know, to stop driving a cab.
Did you ever consider just leaving, after, especially after you got shot?
No. I say if other people made it, you know, why not me? You know, and I decided, I say, in order to be successful, you got to do what successful people do. You know, I say, I got to keep going.
How did this idea come to fruition, this idea for this film?
The film started through a collaboration between myself and an African named Abdel Kader Ouedraogo, who's from Burkina Faso. And basically, we wanted to make a film to take back to Africa to show Africans what life was really like for the diaspora in New York specifically, because there are a lot of sort of misconceptions and, you know, different ideas of what it's like to be an immigrant in New York.
Do you consider it a cautionary tale, a hopeful tale?
It can be a cautionary tale. It's also a story of success. But I think it's more just a confrontation of, you know, people's ideas of what it's like to live here in the actual reality.
CD, I want to get to your Jeremy success in a second, but take me to what your life was like as a child. What was your day like?
Yeah, I was born in Ivory Coast, and my life was it was not that easy, but I had a good family, and my mom and father, they were very good together and a role model for our community there.
So your story in the U.S. has to do with you selling books and then moving on to running other people selling books and becoming an author yourself, a successful author. Tell us how you followed that path.
Yeah, I start driving a cab and doing other small job because I came, I didn't have enough money. So I tried to open an account and some bank, and then they refused me because, you know, I didn't have a really, you know, the necessary document. And I start to sell books and strip. And from there, you know, I started read other people's books, and then I say myself, I say, listen, those books, they're not different to mine, you know, and everyone has a story to tell. And then I start, you know, doing an outline of Fatu, and then I save some money, and then I create my own company called Harlem Book Center. And from there, I published Fatu, Fatu 1 and 2003, and Fatu 2 came out 2004.
Yeah, Sidi has taken the street lit format and added to it the African experience, which is really very interesting.
Your previous works haven't dealt with Africans. Why did you feel that this was a fertile topic for you?
The interest to me is on many levels. I mean, the West African immigrants in New York right now really have been extremely successful in many ways, even though it is a very difficult experience for a lot of people. At the same time, there's just amazing success stories as far as whole communities and individuals. So as far as the way they fit into the New York tradition of immigration and, you know, the exploration of immigration and how that is continuing all the time, that was deeply interesting to me, as well as the economic aspects, you know, individual success stories like CD.
Jeremy, you have focused this on West Africans in New York and the streets, which to me are very familiar, of Harlem. How do African Americans and Africans, you think, get along in this historically black neighborhood, which now is very diverse?
Mm. Yeah, that's a really complicated situation. I mean, there's really so many aspects of it, and it actually should have its own film itself, that relationship. It really has a lot of different elements. I mean, Africans, West Africans coming into African-American neighborhoods, whether it's in Harlem or the Bronx or, you know, other areas of New York City, you know, provide some African-Americans in certain ways to reclaim Africa and get to know Africans in a different way that they have before. There's also tensions based, you know, that would happen in any situation where a new group was coming into someone's neighborhood. And then there are also, you know, there are just everyday tensions, you know, people fighting for scarce resources. And there's also things as simple as language barriers and the way people, you know, misunderstand certain elements of communication, even just walking down the street. So there have been tensions, and there has also been many opportunities for people to come together. So all of that is sort of taking place at one time.
Sidi, if you had to say to someone from Côte d'Ivoire, yes, America has lived up to my dreams, or no, it's not so great, don't come, what would you tell them?
I will tell them America is the opportunity. But in Africa, really, we can make, you know, difference. You know, it's, we don't have all to leave Africa, because if we leave Africa, we're going to stay there. We're going to develop Africa. And I think that I will tell them, you can come to America, but the same way you come into America, the effort you make, you know, the difference here, you can do that in Africa. Because it's not only it's not easy, you can go to school in Africa, and then you can work, you can create some the small businesses in Africa, and then be successful. It's not all that we all have to come to America. And I will tell them, you know, if they have the possibility to come, yeah, they will come. But I will encourage them to stay, you know, Africa, and, you know, work and be more, you know, consistent. And I think that's just my point of view.
Well, CD and Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you very
Thank you for having us.
The film is called Dollars and Dreams, West Africans in New York. Jeremy Rockland co-directed and produced the movie. It features Sidi Ibrahima, an immigrant from the Ivory Coast. And you can see a clip from the documentary at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.